Mr. Madison, what is the situation as far as the state is concerned with the thruway this afternoon?
Well, as you know, we have some very severe weather forecasted for western New York. The snow and cold temperatures are already beginning. So we're taking precautionary measures and instituting a closure for all commercial traffic. That began at 3 p.m. this afternoon. And starting at 8 p.m. this evening, we will be closing the thruway in western New York to all traffic.
And the purpose of this is what?
Well, again, it's a precautionary measure because of the extraordinarily dangerous forecasts. And, you know, it's really about driver safety. We want to ensure that our drivers have the ability to get off of the thruway between now and 8 p.m. because we expect to see extraordinary snow totals. There's as much as 36 inches of snow predicted over the next 36 hours. It could be snowing at times as much as 4 inches an hour. So that means whiteout conditions that are very, very dangerous for our drivers out there on the thruway. And we urge folks, if you don't have to drive, please stay home tonight. Please stay off the roadways and stay off the thruway until the weather clears, probably sometime late in the day tomorrow.
And this is for the stretch of the thruway, both directions, between the 290, which is roughly Williamsville, to Ripley, near the Pennsylvania state line. That's a big stretch of road.
It's a big stretch of road, but it's the area, again, where the forecasts are most significant in terms of the snow totals. The other thing that's really compounding the problem in that section of the thruway is the anticipated extreme cold temperatures. Wind chill factors of as much as 40 degrees below zero. So the last thing we want is to have any of our motorists out on the thruway or the other roads in the region stranded in their vehicles when temperatures are so extraordinary. The thruway is taking every action to ensure that we can keep the roads as clear as possible during the event and to be able to clean up after the snowstorm subsides. We're moving equipment and plows in from Syracuse and Albany area where we don't expect as significant of an impact from this storm, and really focusing our efforts in western New York and particularly that section between the 290 and Ripley.
Now, 8 o'clock is the time that you've said it will shut down to all vehicles. Why 8 o'clock? Are you trying to give folks enough time to get home?
That's exactly right. We're trying to take into consideration the commuter hour and allow people to get home. You know, we've also made this decision based on close coordination with the National Weather Service, with the State Emergency Management Operation and the Governor's Office and State DOT. So we're all working in a coordinated fashion to not only determine where the closures will occur on the thruway and at other roadways, but the time frames that will keep motorists most safe.
And anyone who may be on that stretch of roadway after 8 p.m., obviously they'll be able to exit the roadway.
Yes, that's correct. And we, you know, again, we just urge motorists to find a way to get off of the road if you're on there at 8 p.m. in the safest manner possible. Come to the next exit or interchange and get off the roadway and get to a safe location. And, you know, by all means, if you do not have to drive tonight, please do not be out on the thruway. Stay home because the weather's going to be extraordinary, and we want everyone to stay safe tonight.
Will crews be working during this time period after 8 p.m. on the thruway, or will they be pulled off the highway as well?
No, the crews will absolutely, they'll be out there. They'll be working to clear the snow and clear the roads, with the exception of extreme whiteout conditions, which, of course, then we want to make sure that our own drivers and workers remain safe. And in those conditions, if there's a stranded vehicle or if there's other debris or other motorists still on the road, you know, we don't want to jeopardize that either. But for the most part, our drivers and our plows will be out there so that we can reopen that section of the thruway as soon as the conditions permit us to do so.
And how will you make that determination, when to reopen?
Yeah, we will be, again, in constant contact with the state emergency management offices, with the New York State Police. We will be having calls through the night, probably every 2 to 3 hours, checking conditions, comparing them to the forecast, understanding what's going on our roadway and also on the adjacent roadways that are managed by the state DOT, so that we maintain the highest level of safety possible in the region.
Mr. Madison, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.